Welcome back to the Wild Thoughts podcast. Today, we're coming at you with another TikTok trend. Mm. I think a lot of our ideas are coming from TikTok, to be honest.
That's what's happening right now.
It's just what the world is.
Current news.
Yeah. But we're going to be talking about the lucky girl syndrome. So we're not going to take too much of your time. We're just going to get right into it. But first, we have question of the week.
Yes. So we asked, have you heard of the lucky girl syndrome? 55% of people said no.
Okay. That means they're not on TikTok.
Honestly, I had seen it a couple times on my timeline, but other than that, I guess it just depends what content is being given to you. But yeah, and 45% obviously said yes. So we're going to let those know who don't know what it is. We're going to inform you today.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so what is the lucky girl syndrome? So it's basically the concept of having a positive mindset and repeating positive affirmations and honestly and truly believing in yourself, and that if you do all of these things, good things will just come to you. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of just having that mindset and not looking at things in a negative way. Like, for example, if you were going to work and you woke up late, it's not looking at it like, oh my God, I'm in a rush and I need to get ready super quick, but more like, okay, like I'm going into work today. It's going to be super positive. I'm meeting my coworkers and I got extra sleep in. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of looking at things on the other side.
Yeah.
So basically, if you keep calling yourself lucky, you'll eventually kind of rewire your thoughts and cultivate experience that align with these affirmations. And you're basically seeing everything in a different perspective. So mm-hmm. it's really just that change of mindset and realizing that all these little things that you feel like are inconvenient are actually going to benefit you and allow you to truly have what you're meant to have at the end.
It's kind of like mending your thoughts to be more positive and like push away all the negative thoughts that can pop up.
Exactly. And I was actually like reading this morning and I've been in like a bit of a funk too, and I was like, wait, that's so true. Like if I just looked at these little things that are maybe irritating or aggravating me as things that are helping me out.
Yeah.
So it's all about just like
perspective.
Yeah. And just getting out of that like annoying mood and that like the world is out to get you.
Yeah.
And also kind of like everything happens for a reason, and it's happening for a good reason and not like the world going against you, basically. Exactly. This concept also gives you like we said, a more positive mindset, and it allows you to really see what you want to obtain. Part of your brain opens up and switches and makes you more aware of what you're looking for. So it's kind of similar to, I don't know the exact term, but you know, for example, when you go, I don't know, you're planning to get a haircut and you keep seeing like hair salons.
Yeah.
I forgot what
the thing is called. I know what you're talking about. Or like the same thing as like when, let's say you're looking for cars and like you want a specific red car, and mm-hmm. like now all you're seeing are people driving red cars.
Exactly. It's like, so it's like, it's similar, but with your thoughts basically mm-hmm. and your goals. So I don't know, if you want to open up your own coffee shop, you just have to like visualize it and then really see it through and realize that all the things that are happening in your life are actually emphasizing that goal rather than de-emphasizing or discouraging you. Mm-hmm. So I found that that's super interesting, and I feel like it would work if you just keep that positive mindset. How it actually became popular and the kind of the lucky girl syndrome came to surface recently is due to Laura Galebi. I don't know if I'm saying her last name right, Galebi, on TikTok. She basically described herself as the luckiest girl in the world, and she said that you should try being delusional for a month and tell me your life doesn't change.
The way she said that.
Oh, she killed it. Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like the fake it till you make it also mentality. So it's definitely not a new concept, but I think it's a different way of viewing things and like having like millennials and Gen Z's like, what is this? And refocusing on that.
Yeah. I was telling Afi before that I feel like all of these new quote manifestations or like methods for certain things are not really new. It's just that when they get on TikTok, it feels like it's twisted in a way that's going to cater to like our generation, let's say, and it's romanticized. So that's how it becomes more popular, because like I feel like the way people say things and like because it's on TikTok, people like really believe it type of thing.
And exactly like Kathy said, I think also like TikTok and social media, because social media has a big reach now and everyone's on social media.
And a big influence.
Yeah, we're more aware of these types of concepts. Whereas before, maybe it was more like word of mouth or not as much present online. And now it's like, that's why it feels new too, because you're like, oh, I never heard of this, but it was there ages ago. Now, in order for it to work, you truly need to believe in what you're saying and not let the negative thoughts seep in. So you can't just be kind of like, just saying it to say it.
Exactly.
You actually have to feel like, okay, I got this. I have the power. Things are working out in my favor. You can't just try to just like be in a bad mood and be like, okay, I'm lucky.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen today. Like, you know, you really have to mean it. One of the manifestations coach named Juliette Christine Connor says you have to be in the right emotional state when saying these affirmations to ensure that everything will work in your favor. So it's basically like really believing in yourself and believing in your manifestation. And basically by doing this, people are training their mind's reticular activation system, which Connor basically describes as a system in your brain that filters out any unnecessary information so that only the important things can get through, and it decides what is necessary based on what you are focusing on and your beliefs. So I feel like it kind of blurs everything that's not related to your goal, and you're just really focused on what you want to obtain and how these little things will lead you closer to what you want in life, basically.
Isn't it crazy that just like a repetition of certain phrases and like believing changes the way your mind works?
I know. I was just thinking that it's like the power of perspective and mindset is huge.
But it's so weird that you can actually train your mind and your brain to like think a that way. You know,
I know, it is crazy. And like the way that you speak to yourself and also like the people that you have around and what you're talking about can have a big influence too, and how others are talking to you. Like, for example, if you're really interested in something and you really want to do this, but let's say you have a friend that thinks has a different mindset and isn't really for it, I feel like those, that energy sometimes can influence you and then make you think the way they're thinking.
Yeah, because then you'll start second guessing and overthinking. Yeah, for sure.
So important to just stay focused, and your journey is your own.
Exactly.
And everyone has different feelings towards different things in life. You won't have the same goal. So it's important to keep in mind.
Okay, so like Afi was saying before, this isn't necessarily something new. So there's been other theories and stuff that have come up in the past that kind of introduced this idea and this way of manifestation. So the first thing that I was researching was that this kind of came out of the book The Secret. I don't know if you ever read that or like you don't know what that is at all.
No.
That was like a huge thing when we were in elementary school, high school era. It's like this book that it was like The Secret for Teenagers, The Secret for Mothers. Like it has like sub books, but then there was one that was just like The Secret book. And it basically first introduced the alleged life-changing magic of manifestation. So everyone's like, that's where you got the idea from. It's not a new idea, blah, blah, blah. But there's been a bunch of other phenomenons that have come out. So in the 1950s, this is the first time that they introduced the idea of the law of assumption. So that's the assumption that you'll get what you want, but if you take it too far and you're relying on that manifestation too much, you can start to become lazy and complacent and like not really want to do anything, which we're going to touch upon a little bit later with the negatives of this. It's basically saying that people can manifest whatever they want in life simply by speaking it into existence. So we all know what manifestation is. There's like key phrases that it's like always saying you need to repeat it, you need to write it down, you need to see it. That's basically what it is. There's also something called magical thinking. All of this is the same thing. I just want to preface that, but there's different ways of saying it.
Yeah.
So magical thinking is the belief that one's ideas, thoughts, actions, words, or use of symbols can influence the course of events in the material world. So again, this is really training your mind to think a certain way or telling yourself to do something in order to reach your end goal, basically. Mm-hmm. I think this is more abstract because it kind of takes everything, like all kind of all your five senses in order to push that goal and get yourself to that goal. So that's taking it one step further. There's also something called learned optimism. So there's a professor in the psychology department, Leslie Gutman, who says that this is the learned habit of viewing ourselves and the world in a positive light. So again, positivity plays a huge impact in this because you need to think positively and think like kind of happy thoughts in order to get what you want. Mm-hmm. It's also the belief that good things will continually happen in all areas of our life. And she says that those with learned optimism see problems as momentary and usually attributable to specific external factors rather than fixed aspects of their lives or themselves. So it's also the idea of separating that there may be difficulties and obstacles that come in your life, yeah, but it's not permanent. It's kind of like, yeah, I have to get through it, but then on the other side, there's going to be the positive side of it type of thing. Also, a downside to this, it seems to come easily to those with social privilege. So when things usually go well for you, there's no big mental leap required to be optimistic. So if you already have less money or like you're in poverty, like obviously it's going to be harder to train your thoughts to be positive because you've kind of been dealt like the bad hand type of thing. Yeah. So that's also kind of like a negative side to all of this.
Yeah, like it's harder to fake it till you make it if it's actually like things aren't so lucky for you.
Yeah. Then this is also similar to a concept taught by Dr. Sue Mortar in the Energy Codes, which states that everything happening in a person's life is occurring for their benefit and not to them. So rather than making the best of a situation, which implies that something bad has already happened, we need to work at turning it into something good. What if the truth of that situation, no matter what it is, truly was never bad in the first place? So again, it's all mental and training your mind to think in a certain way. So it's kind of like if, let's say, you don't get the job you want, mm-hmm, it's not because of you, and you can't kind of look at like the comparison to other people. It's kind of like, okay, this just didn't work out for me, and exactly, I need to jump on the next thing or go for the next job type of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like we always assume that just because something doesn't go exactly our way, that it's, yeah, like something bad has happened, or, but I guess we should just look at it more as like it was a favor, like it was, mm-hmm, done in our favor, and there's a reason why, yeah, it didn't align.
It's a lot of fate, because it's kind of like, okay, maybe this job didn't work out for me, but maybe it's because the next opportunity I'm going to get is going to be something even better. Like, that's kind of how you have to train your mind to think.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Now let's kind of get into the downside of the lucky girl syndrome and why not everyone likes this trend. So there is something called toxic positivity, and actually Laura Galebi kind of said that in her video, where she was like, I don't think this is necessarily toxic positivity because I just really believe in this and blah, blah, blah. Like she was kind of saying like, I believe that I am lucky and will earn all this success in, mm-hmm, my life. Yeah. And I believe it so much that I don't think it's toxic positivity. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of the argument that a lot of people use. So toxic positivity is when people only look at everything positively. There's a point where they don't know how to deal with negative situations or emotions and how to proceed if their goals don't come true. So it's kind of like they reach an obstacle. It's kind of the end for them. They're stuck. They don't know what to do,
yeah,
because they're so used to like faking it,
yeah,
and faking their happiness and positivity in their mind that they don't know how to actually look at what the outcome could be.
Exactly, because sometimes, like, of course, positive mindset changes things, but sometimes you're in situations where, yeah, like you actually have to like make actions and, mm-hmm, do things, and you can't work, just let your mindset like help you overcome, yeah, the obstacle. So you need to know how to like realistically deal with things. So I do, mm-hmm, understand where it comes from. It's all balance, I feel, yeah, like.
And I think there's a difference between kind of just accepting what's happening, mm-hmm, versus actually thinking about what can come out of it and the positive outcome,
yeah,
of it, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
So there's also an argument that people kind of make their own luck. You can't just believe for it to happen. You have to actually, like we just said, take actions in order to help yourself get that luck.
Yeah.
Robert West, a psychologist, said that the only way humans can have an influence on their fate is through their own actions. So it's kind of like a fantasy to think that you're going to have an impact on your own world if you're just imagining things. So, mm-hmm, that's kind of the downside of it. And the danger in believing that we can achieve things just by imagining them is that it stops us from actually like living our lives and like taking actions that will help us reach our goals. Mm-hmm. 'Cause some people just think like, oh, I'm just going to say these three phrases every day and it's just going
to
happen.
Exactly. Like, I'm just accept whatever happens in my day, yeah, and that's it. But you have to like still plan for things, exactly, to happen and like take action, basically. Yeah.
Like nothing is just going to be handed to you just because you're saying phrases three times a day. You know what I mean?
So but I was just gonna add, I feel like the lucky girl syndrome is also for when you're in situations where you can't control the outcome of things that happened in your day. Like let's say whatever, I woke up late, that I can't really control. Like I couldn't have done anything other than like go to sleep earlier or something like that. But like that's my body naturally did that. So in that moment, I'm just like, okay, I got extra hours of sleep and I'm grateful for that. And I try not to be like hard on myself. So I feel like the lucky girl syndrome is for situations where you can't control the outcome. Like something kind of happened against you. So you have to look at it in a positive mindset, if that makes sense. I don't know if what I'm saying is clear.
It makes sense, but I don't know if I agree with it. Like, I don't think it's necessarily only when you don't have control over things. I think it's also just imagining the life you want to live.
True.
You know what
like
I mean?
Like the manifestation part of it.
Yeah, I think it's just taking manifestation basically to another level and calling it lucky girl syndrome.
Maybe it's also like allowing you to really believe, like you're justifying how you can believe in yourself by saying that these things are happening because of luck. You know what I mean too?
Yeah. The last argument for this is that we can't just expect everyone to believe in the lucky girl syndrome because everyone has a different,
like how they grow up.
Exactly. Like everyone's in different factors of their life. And like, there's some classicism that comes into this because like we were saying before, if you grew up in poverty, it's kind of hard to think of yourself as lucky.
Lucky, yeah.
And like, you're probably always going to have like a negative mindset until something magically happens for you that gives you that opportunity. So it's kind of like shitty for other people to see this and see everyone like romanticizing it when they necessarily can't have that because they don't have the same opportunities as other people to reach their success.
Exactly. Like an example for let's say you're like BIPOC, a person of color, or a black person, like let's say you're talking about getting a job. You know, there's discrimination system, there's racism, obviously we know that. So if, for example, you didn't get a job because of like your race or the color of your skin, like you have to face the truth. Like it was, let's say you knew that it was discrimination and you had all the qualifications, you know? So in those situations, I feel like that's why it can conflict with lucky girl syndrome. Cause how are you supposed to be like, oh, I'm lucky this didn't work out? Cause it's like a problem.
Like
a
fantasy. Like you have to be real in some situations. And like, you have to realize that some people may not have the same resources or like access to wealth that's going to help you in a certain way. So it's kind of like, yeah, you're probably lucky because you have privilege.
Okay, and now finally, if you do want to practice the lucky girl syndrome, what are some affirmations that you can tell yourself? So first we have, I am so lucky, everything always works out for me. We love that, positivity.
Yes.
The universe is always conspiring in my favor. I always know the next steps to take, everything is always working out for me. This sounds so cocky in a way. Well, no, but it's good. Like, it's good. It's just supposed to. But I'm like, tricking your mind. Yeah, exactly. So you really have to believe in this when you're saying it. Everything is always working out. The universe is always showing me love. Universe, show me how great today can be. Oh, I like that one. Like, imagine waking up.
Yeah.
Universe.
Let's get it.
Everything I want and need is on its way to me right now. I am open to receive.
We love.
Wow. Feels good to say that. Yeah. Those are basically some of the affirmations you could tell yourself if you do want to practice the lucky girl syndrome. And if you found this topic interesting, do let us know. We hope it was helpful and that you now understand what the lucky girl syndrome is. I definitely understand it more and I'm like, okay, I'm less confused.
I think there's like so many resources out there just from like what the phenomenons that I was saying before, like law of assumption, learned optimism, magical thinking, the secret book. Like you can literally find topics like this everywhere. So if you are interested in it, again, it's not a new thing. So there's a ton of books that you can read about it.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure if you go on TikTok and search it up, you're going to find like a ton of inspo and just like information about it. But that's today's episode. We hope you enjoyed it. And if you want to see us cover more like TikTok trends or trending ideologies on TikTok, do let us know. Let us know if you enjoyed this episode. And as usual, subscribe, like, share, and you can find all of our personal and Wild Thoughts Pod socials in the link down below.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
See ya.
Bye.